Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Today's ep is brought to you in part by our pals at Squarespace. Whether you need a portfolio to showcase your work, a store to sell your products and services, or a blog to share your ideas, Squarespace gives you everything you need to make your next move into a reality, including a free domain. Not to mention, with Squarespace's beautifully designed templates and customizable features, creating a beautiful website is a simple and intuitive process. Simply add and arrange your content with the click of a mouse. You guys like the way I say intuitive? Start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter the code Doug to get 10% off your first purchase. Enjoy the show!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Excellent. Coming to you once again from the Nerd Melt showroom at Meltdown Comics. It's the hot spot for all the crickets in town. They love to come out. Yeah, please, have a seat there in the front row. But, of course, that awesome hair of yours. Maybe you should borrow his hat so that people behind you can see. We're in Los Angeles, cricket capital of the world. It's Tuesday, April 11th, 2017. This is our 22nd show this year, and we're 206 days from Thor Ragnarok. That's right. I'm going to count it down. I'm so excited to be excited about a Thor movie. I can't even tell you. What's the name tag situation tonight? There's an interesting one over there that's on a box. And it says T-Over? What movie is that based on? The Hangover? And you just shortened it to T-Over. And your name is Teo? Teo? All right. Good job, dude. What's this in the front row? It's a Fifth Element situation. What's your name? The Christie Element?
Yep.
Yeah. I just need you to confirm or deny. All right. Well, that's an interesting. Oh, you got one lighting up over there. That always gets my attention. It's something about Jessica Brock. Planes, Lego Trains, and Jessica Brock. And it's you and me on the sitting on the tarmac with an airplane?
Just like John Candy and Steve Martin. Let's make that happen. Let's do a remake. But thank you to everyone who brought name tags and everyone for being here. We have three shows here this week. Doug plugs. Tonight, if you're listening to this tomorrow, if you're listening to this on April 12th, it's tonight. I'm doing stand-up at the San Jose Improv. Bring your name tags to play Last Man Stanton. And then Doug Loves Movies is back here this Saturday at 4:20. And what time does the tax march end? Does anybody know? Like, it doesn't go all to 4:20, right? People who march do it early. They do it in the morning, and then it's like around noon they break for lunch. I don't know how the tax march works, but I encourage people to participate in it. But we have to do a show at 4:20, and I'm expecting an intimate turnout. But I don't even think the crickets will be here because we don't seem to have a problem with them in the daytime. And if you're anywhere near San Juan Capistrano, come to the Coach House for Getting Doug with High on April 20th at 8 p.m. Nashville, Austin, Rosemont, Illinois, Denver, Colorado, San Antonio dates all coming up soon. And just be sure to check DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com.
Oh my God, you guys are good. So let's check the prize bag. Lots of fun stuff in this one, I think. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. A sippy cup from one of the Broadway shows that I saw when I ordered some vodka and they give it to you in a weird cup. What is this? Oh, this is neat. I saw a thing at Radio City Music Hall. This is a Radio City Music Hall Swizzler. Cocktail Swizzle. That says Radio City on it. Oh, another shirt. This is a t-shirt for the motion picture Earbuds, the podcasting documentary, which is available somewhere. Oh, a iTunes gift card. You could buy... I think it's for like $10 or something, so you can buy like 5 episodes of premium episodes of Doug Loves Movies in the album comedy album section of iTunes. An album you can get off of iTunes called Promotional Tool, but there's a hard copy. A ceramic cigarette, you know, that's actually, you could put weed in it. And a rubber pipe from Peacemaker. All of that is in the bag, plus stuff brought by my guests. Please give a big warm welcome to Rosa Salazar, Matt Bronger, and Demi Adigiebe. Hey, you guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
Good.
Oh, okay. I love conversations like that when somebody says to you, what's up? And you go, good.
Great.
All right, man. I don't know.
We all know
I'm
what you're
good.
Really asking. How am I?
How are you?
I'm good.
It's Rosa Salazar, everybody.
Hi. Woo! I just want it to sound like a lot of people are wooing. On the pod.
You're visiting from Africa?
Cape Town.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Wait, you don't live here?
No, I live here, but
She was there in his home for a few days, and then you're going back.
Yeah, I'm going back for a month. I'm shooting Maze Runner 3, The Death Cure. We're curing
That's
death.
About time someone got to that.
I know,
Is
it's
this
me.
The first
it's
Maze Runner?
It's good to know.
Is this the first Maze Runner that you shot in Africa?
Yeah, it's the first time I've been to Africa, and it's...
Well, second Maze Runner, you went out into the scorch. I just love that expression, especially when, what's his name, Aidan Gillen, when he says it.
You're not going to survive out in the scorch.
Scorch.
And so now is Africa, are you shooting there because part 3 is even scorchier? It's the scorchiest level of the Maze Runner?
No, I think I really wanted to say yeah. You like saying scorch, but it's not.
Okay,
that's where they found the death cure.
Yep.
Oh,
and,
really?
And that's where they found that epic tax incentive.
Right.
Oh, okay.
In South Africa.
And in South Africa.
South Africa. All right.
Yeah.
So why did you come home for a few days? Just to get the just to get out of Africa, as we like to say that if we love movies?
I came to do Doug Loves Movies.
No, you didn't. That's a weird reason to leave Africa. You could have gone on a safari.
It's just a 23-hour flight.
It's not an expensive or long flight.
Yeah.
You can listen to 20 Doug Loves Movies on the flight back.
I saw 20 movies on the flight.
Hey.
So I'm ready.
Really? Okay. So you feel like you've studied for this.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see how you do. But I enjoyed your work in and was sad that you were in Africa and couldn't be here for the premiere of it in the movie Chips.
Chips.
Yeah. Yeah, you're walking around all badass in your uniform. And
I got into a car accident about a month after I finished shooting that, and when the highway patrol guy came on his bike, I was like showing him all the pictures on my phone, like,
look, I'm in Chips.
I'm one of y'all. I didn't even do anything wrong. I was just in shock. He like showed up and he was like, hey, and I was like, I wore that outfit once in a movie. And he did one of these. He like patted me. He was like, it's okay.
Yeah, it worked. It got you out of, you weren't in trouble in the first place. And it got you out of that not trouble you were in.
I think it's just a reflex from when I was young and smoked weed and ran from cops.
Oh, okay.
I was just like, I was in a movie. It looked like you.
Now you smoke weed and run to cops?
Yeah.
Totally.
California, of course.
Show my camera roll.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's meet our other guests that we have here this evening. Demi Adejiyibe is here, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Doug, it's nice to be back.
You're such a popular guest on the show. You can come on anytime you want. Anytime you got a project to promote, like if you're going to do a series where you break down each episode of Bunheads.
That'd be ludicrous.
You could.
That'd be something that people would write in to tell us not to do, maybe as we're doing it.
But what? How do you follow up Gilmore Guys? Because that was a sensation, and you talked about all the episodes.
We did.
So now what?
We decided to do the show she did afterwards, Bunheads, and then we decided to do the
pilot. To stop doing Bunheads?
Well, we should.
Because I just suggested it, and you acted like it was a bad idea.
It is a bad idea. And
the only reason I suggested it is because I thought you actually did it.
We're still doing it, Doug. It's not going great.
People don't like Bunhead Guys?
No, they like the podcast. I don't think they like the show.
What about Bunhead Dudes?
I have pitched multiple names. None of them makes sense, because you have to know that the town that Bunheads takes place in is called Paradise, and I pitched a title, Two Nitwits in Paradise, which are weird.
Oh,
Nitwits.
I like that.
Thank you. It takes a lot of explaining, though, so.
Why can't
it almost rhymes with tickets.
It almost.
To Paradise.
It sounds
I like
just,
how it doesn't, though.
Right.
Why not just move on to the new Sutton Foster show, Younger?
Because I want to stop is part of the reason.
But people want to hear from the Gilmore Guys.
They do.
So you got to figure out an angle. That's what you're saying. You got to figure out what you're going to do.
Yeah, we did. So Amy Sherman-Palladino, who created Gilmore Girls, also did the pilot. Did a pilot on Amazon recently called Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and we covered that episode just for fun. We're not going to cover the whole series, but we covered that episode, and we were like, "This is a really, really good show." So that's fun.
Why not do that series then?
I feel like I'm not so interested in like doing a thing every week where I just go like, I didn't like this TV show, and I'd rather just go back to being cynical and private and just telling people only when I like things and not spending 3 hours to be like, oh, it was bad.
All right, I get it. You want to get off the grid.
I do.
So
I wanna...
are you plugging like the end of your,
yes,
of
I'm,
your career?
I'm here to
what
promote that you don't listen to our podcast.
Is there going
to
be more Bunheads? Like, has it gotten picked up?
No.
How many seasons were there of Bunheads?
There was one season of 18 episodes. Back in 2012, we have done 12 episodes.
Oh, shit. So
we're
six more.
Six to go.
Light at the end of the tunnel.
And then I will walk into the sea. It's fine. I'll resurface in another 10 years when she's like, more Gilmore Girls. And I'll be like, okay, it's time to rise.
Because they might do more of those for Netflix, yay?
Yeah, I don't think they will, but they might.
Yeah, okay.
It's an option.
Yeah, I like your outlook.
I come on this show to plug Amy Sherman Palladino's shows.
If she did something else, would you... Oh, she did do something else.
She did.
Okay.
I'll watch them.
I give up. I'm not going to force you to
make something
that I'm not going to listen to anyway.
Oh, shit.
Do whatever you want.
You just said bunheads like 50 times.
You said bunheads.
I tried to get into bunheads because it's Amy Sherman Papadipo and it's... And I'm a big fan of Sutton Foster, but I just could not hang with a show where...
Papadipo is almost as fun to say as Bunheads. Bunheads is just great. I don't even know what the fuck this show is.
It's just called Bunheads because ladies who ballerina have a bun on their head.
I genuinely impressed.
It's the worst dudes in Silver Lake. Thanks, everybody. Right,
you think so?
Bunheads in Scorch.
Doug was on our podcast. You can listen to that. That's fun. Bunheads in the Scorch. Okay, that's a better title.
Hot Cross Bunheads? Where are we going?
Oh, don't punch up on the show. We've already done 12 episodes.
What if you just call it Bun Guns?
Bun Guns.
Like Young Guns.
God, that's good. I wish you guys had said all of this before we did over 2/3 of the show.
I would bet $100 Bun Guns already exists as the porn version of Young Guns. I would bet $100. Maybe.
You watched it. That's why you're betting $100.
I was in it. Come on.
He's betting to get that
money.
I'm
for sure.
Sure. Please bet me.
I'm totally going to introduce the third guest at some point. It's Matt Pronger, everybody.
Hey. Thanks, everybody.
But speaking of fun titles that don't have to be changed, his podcast is called Ding Donger with Matt Bronger.
That's right. It's a very serious title.
I dare say it's the most fun podcast title to say.
It's pretty good. Good time to say. Yeah.
And what else is going on, buddy?
We got Bridgetown Comedy Festival coming to Portland, Oregon for the 10th anniversary.
Oh, shit.
In May.
Massive festival.
Yeah. And I'm going to record my new special there. Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock at the Paris Theater. So come through.
Yeah. Does the special have a title yet?
Nope. Nothing.
I like it.
Okay.
Just sit back.
Just nope, nothing. That
yeah.
One?
And just wait, you know, tape the thing, see what the vibe was.
Yeah.
This show sucked is a good title if it doesn't work out.
Yes. I kind of wish you would have been like, this show sucked is a good title. All right, let's get the game started. Shit on
me. Let the games begin.
Hey, man.
But that's cool. What's the venue that you're going to be in?
It's called the Paris. It used to be a porn theater, and they renovated it. Now it's a historical venue. That's Portland, Oregon.
Well, it's great because when you're...
In a nutshell, they had a sign outside that said, no longer a Jack Shack a month ago, which I found enchanting, honestly.
There are less walkouts when people's shoes stick to the floor. So you're going to have a great...
Hey-o!
You're going to have a great, great show, I think. It's going to be terrific.
That's the theater where they shot Bun Guns, right?
That is where we shot Bun Guns.
Right.
Yes.
Where you? I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
I actually, when that came out, Young Guns came out, I was probably like 7. So I was only in the movie. I walked into the Paris and went, what are they doing? Like in a cowboy accent. And then they get out of here, son. And then they kept drilling each other. And that was, I don't know why they let a kid in a porn movie anyway. It was really disturbing.
Got to reach different demographics. Yeah. People want to see themselves represented.
Yeah.
Yo, that looks like a suicide note.
Well, look at mine.
Doug's got some Zodiac scrawlings pulling out of his pocket.
You guys have been on the show before. You've listened to other comedians make fun of it.
Yeah.
It's like R. Crumb's crazy brother. I write everything I want to say and do is written down on this piece of paper, including the following question. Rosa, what'd you bring for the prize bag? Wait, you know what? Yours is the best. I'm gonna come to you last. Let's start with Matt. What do you have for the prize bag, Matt?
Start with me.
I like what you brought.
Thanks, buddy.
Subtle diss, though.
Hear my face when I'm talking?
Do it.
Here, the crickets.
Well, I'll unwrap it in a second, but it's a cool poster. I used to do this Christmas show once a year with Ian Carmel and Ron Funches, and it's us as angels painted on the poster. So it's a lot of fun.
It's beautiful. It's really, but apparently it's got a rubber band on it.
I couldn't find a rubber band, so I used scotch tape.
Oh, it's tape? Oh, no.
That's why it's taking me so long, so I don't hurt it for you guys. Fix this in post.
All right. Well, I'm also going to... I realized recently that if I make cricket noises into the microphone, the crickets stop, and I want to try it again, because maybe it was just coincidence that they all got laid and didn't need to cricket anymore.
What if that stimulates their fucking? They're like, yes!
This is porn to us.
No, I think it shuts them down, because they're like, who's this hot-sounding cricket that's not real?
Okay, I got it open. There it is.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That actually is fun. Really good.
Woo. Who's the All right, did anybody bring some scotch tape so we can close it back up?
It's okay. Didn't want to get crushed in the car.
All right.
There we go.
Demi, what do you got for us?
You brought
some stuff.
My root beer tipped over.
You're not messing around.
Okay, I brought a shirt from my now defunct podcast, Gilmore Guys, featuring me and my podcast partner on it. I brought a copy of Stephen King's The Gunslinger because I accidentally bought two, and about 10 pages in, I realized I should have bought zero. I don't like it. And then I brought this pin that someone gave me, a Gilmore Girls pin that says, "Tie your tubes, idiot," which is one of the best lines from the show. And then I brought South Africa.
And it's a pair of ovaries, if I'm not mistaken.
It's a pair of ovaries, this little pin.
That's what the pin is.
It's a really cool pin. You'll love it. And then, speaking of South Africa, I brought what is probably one of the most important pieces of South African cinema ever made. Chippy!
Oh, Chippy!
I love Chappy!
Chippy!
On Blu-ray!
Chippy, a book?
And do we get to keep the lovely Trader Joe's bag?
Spilled it again. You can keep the bag. It's a Trader Joe's bag that has fruits on it to remind you what fruits look like. And then I also, because I felt bad about pretty much just bringing stuff I wanted to get rid of, I brought donuts.
Jesus Christ.
You don't have
people
to
People usually don't bring donuts for the prize bag. That's an interesting twist.
Well, we can...
Throw them in.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Just throw the bag.
Open the box and just
loose.
Toss it into the prize bag. No. Wait, it's not
It's 19 minutes after the hour, which means it's almost 4:20 somewhere.
I was like, is that a timer to say it's 8:40? AKA 4:20 times 2? Thank you.
But that is really terrific stuff you brought.
Thank you.
This is the most quiet, huge crowd.
Yeah.
That sounded like a dying robot monster. Just one thing. A crowd.
It was like, oh!
Yeah. Well, he's not long for the earth. That Robrox. Goodbye, Robrox.
I will never forget you. Avenge me!
Rosa, what do you have for the bag?
I 1,000% didn't forget. And I went to Gelson's and I picked up a gallon of pH water just to neutralize the pH balance, the acidity versus alkaline in your body. You probably eat a lot of acidic foods, probably drink a lot of acidic beverages. This has a 9 to 10 pH stable. It's alkaline water, as I said.
You can't get this stuff in Africa, I know that.
And on it says, I love my True. It's called Alka-True, and for some lucky person, they're going to be very hydrated. Their pH balance is going to be neutralized.
You're doing an ad for water.
Hashtag sponsored True Alka-True.
It's called, Alpha or Alka?
Alka-True.
Alka-True.
Like true alcohol?
Like Alcatraz?
I'm so confused.
Alcatraz water. Alcatraz.
You're going to damage the pin.
It's in the other bag. Oh. I switched it up.
That's fine. You can wash down the donuts with a
gallon
of water.
You can get it at Gelson's, at Albertson's.
Perfect for dipping the donuts.
I thought that for some reason you brought that, but you went to Gelson's, had a choice of things to buy, and decided a gallon of water.
There's no booing to healthy bodies.
I'm not booing you. I think that's a thing that people can use.
How is that robot monster
after
not
you're
dead?
Done,
yeah.
After you're done reading your comics and jerking off, you can hydrate back up with a gallon of Alka-True.
Why did you look me dead in my eyes when you said that?
She said it very pointedly.
We haven't forgotten.
Now that when you're done with your comics and you're
I thought
jerking
that was a
off.
Dream, Roger.
You could buy it at Gelson's or Lassen's.
Both great places to get water.
Yeah.
Well, whoever wins the prize bag is just a lucky fool. Like, with these donuts and this water, I'd say go ahead and just start walking across America.
Yeah.
You're set for at least a day or two. Well, I have some questions for all three of you, if you don't mind asking. I really want people to open up on the show. Just tell us how you really feel about this Friday, the fate of the Furious. That's the word fate, but it's got the number 8 in it.
Goddamn right it is.
Yep.
That's coming out this Friday. Are you guys fans of the Fast and Furious franchise?
I have a ticket already.
Oh, shit.
Me too.
No, all right, then we'll start with you, Matt.
Yes.
The question is, this is going to be obviously the 8th in the series. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite Fast and Furious film?
Ooh.
I'm not good with titles, as anyone who's ever listened to the show when I'm on knows. I was going to say, it's not interesting not just being the dumbest contestant this time, but the biggest. It kind of goes hand in hand to be the Lenny of this contestant line right
You're
now.
You're not the Lenny.
Well, come on.
Am I the puppy?
Do you want me to go first?
I didn't just crush a girl's skull. I shouldn't have said that. That's, you read the book, he does that. It's on a farm.
It was the robot.
It was Robrox.
I can go first if you want.
The one where they take on.
I know which one I like the best.
The one where they take on Venezuela. Which one is that one?
That is Fast Five.
Yes, I think that's my favorite.
Mine.
And it's Rio.
That's my favorite.
I love that one because the one where they drag the tumbling safes down the street on a chain.
Oh yeah.
They just wreck
it's
everything
just
as they're driving.
Murdering police.
Murdering police and also just killing pedestrians you don't see.
And just like, but we're family and we're now on the good side.
Yeah, yeah.
Somehow they're above the law and they just can kill people.
Well, and can just go up in the favelas and everyone's like, you guys are great. Hang out.
Yeah.
We're not going to rob you with your cool cars.
They stopped the drug dealers, but now they're causing trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, there's that whole chase scene where they just keep dropping through roofs of people's homes.
That no one's in.
They don't give a shit.
Yeah. They're all voting or just out in some parade or something like that day as this thing just plows through the
homes.
They're
all gone because they're voting.
It's voting day. They knew they could have that car chase. Because they're like, everyone's voting.
I love it.
They sent an email out saying, clear the area for these hours.
What's your favorite one, Demi?
Furious 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you like that one so much?
I think Furious 7 is the perfect combination of, like, they went the craziest they could with stunts and still make it be like, oh, I could kind of see these superheroes of people doing that. But also, like, the weird thing of how with Paul Walker's death, it sort of felt like they could have just been like, oh, okay, and he's not going to appear in the rest of them. They rewrote it in a way that, like, made it work, and it's, like, emotional at the end, and I'm just genuinely impressed by that movie in every way.
Yeah, how could they top it with this next one?
I don't know, but they're gonna.
I think they... isn't it bad Vin Diesel in this one? Doesn't he go bad or something?
Yeah, Toretto turns on his family.
That's true.
Is that true?
It's true. The 7 movies where all they talk about is family and he's going to turn on his family.
That's why it's crazy.
I can't believe that is the fate of the Furious.
Look, choose. Either your family or kissing Charlize Theron.
She's in it.
I think I'm going with B. He kisses her?
Yeah.
Just one kiss in the mouth and he just throws his family in a cauldron. Fuck him.
I'm telling you, Doug,
I don't pay too much attention to the trailers and the ads because I want to be surprised by something.
I turned on my family. And
I want to be surprised by something in this
life.
Anything. Do you have a favorite one, Rosa?
No. But anytime I see that poster, I just go, huh, fate. Fun, foo, fee, four, five, fix, feven, and fate.
Yeah.
Every single fucking time.
It's the F and alphabet.
Fate.
Next one's gonna
fate,
be.
Fine. I can go on.
That's what we need to do is let's put our heads together. What's the 9th installment going to be called? Because they're not going to stop. There's no breaks on the Fast and Furious franchise. What are they going to do for 9? Go to Germany
Fast
or some
fine.
Shit?
No, I don't know. Maybe
9 Furious Lives.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yes.
I think you need another
ad. They have to add a couple more characters because they also keep adding characters. Kurt Russell's still in it.
Mm-hmm.
Statham is still in it.
Yep.
Who's the new person this time? I think Zach Braff is in it.
There's a line in it.
Is he really, or did you just pull that out of your ass?
I just pulled that out.
That'd be amazing.
But of course, The Rock was the latest.
And I'm here.
Oh,
great.
Why? Charlize Theron, of course.
Of course, yeah.
This race is going to change your life.
Her movie Atomic Blonde that's coming out this summer, that's the number. I saw it at South By, and it's basically John Wick, but with a lady.
Wow.
Yeah,
One of the same directors as John Wick. And
John Wick directed that?
John Wick is real?
That's right.
Wait, John Wick wanted to
characters are directing
as well?
Movies.
Jesus.
He could.
See, what had happened is Scott Rudin killed his dog, so to get him back, he made
a
movie.
That is so sad, and it's such a spoiler.
Rosa's in...
For what? for John Wick's.
Who doesn't know what happens in the first 10 minutes of John
Wick? Raise your hand if you don't know what happens in the first 10
Who
minutes
of John Wick.
Who
doesn't know what the premise of John Wick is?
Yeah, you didn't get
so
any hands on that one.
You came to a comic book store.
I'm so impressed. I love John Wick.
You're like owner looking for Trump supporters. This crowd this crowd all knows what happened with the beginning of John Wick.
Oh, because I'm so happy.
Because it's so sad.
It's a shock.
Yeah, so John Wick 2, I'm not going to say what happens to the dog in that one, but when he gets a new dog, you're like, God damn it, I got to go through this again?
No, if you haven't seen John Wick 2, then, like, listen, we all know John Wick dies and his dog avenges him.
Yeah.
Just killing all the... It flips it.
It's called Dog
it
Wick.
Flips it,
how
yeah.
great would that be if, like, dog the dog Wick. Was the
dog
star
Wick.
Of the third one?
That's Fast and Furious 9. Wick. It's Dog Wick.
Dog Wick. I got PTSD from John Wick 2.
Oh, because the fact that everyone is out to murder him?
It was too much. And there's a scene with a rapper.
Common?
Yeah, you know, that's not a spoiler. Common's in it.
Common.
And he's just there rapping.
And
I don't know.
And he can
just,
rap.
He's just
and it reminded
rapping.
Her of her time in South Africa. It was just too much.
Yeah, I did get PTSD.
Yeah, he and Keanu Reeves, they like fucking roll down a staircase.
It's amazing.
It's fucked so up. Good.
Well, it made me understand how people can afford to live in New York now. They're all contract killers.
Yeah.
Like everybody in New York at any moment gets an alert on their phone like, I'm going to murder somebody for $5,000.
Yeah, and they can all go to other
Where
countries.
Where is he? Right there. Boop, boop. I get to keep my condo. Fucking sweet.
Swearingen owns a bunch of...
I just made rent for the month by murdering that guy.
I love
guy.
That other countries have hitman hotels.
Yeah.
It's a and chain. It's a chain. There's a rewards program.
Do they have like a continental breakfast? Where
I think
you,
so.
It's like, hello, I tried to kill you last night. Today we'll share a croissant.
The well, shitty version of the murderer's hotel.
Yeah.
That you're in.
Yeah,
like,
but you know what?
It's
they
like
take
a La
dogs.
Quinta.
That's true. They do
no
take
killing
dogs.
In here. And it's a free breakfast when you wake up at 9. It's just a slice of
That's
orange.
That's what I don't understand about the coins that they use in those movies, because one time he uses a coin to check into the hotel. He's getting a beautiful hotel room for a week or however long he's going to stay. And another time he buys one drink with a coin.
You
it's like, I don't understand like their yeah. system. Like. It seems like a drink is kind of a stupid thing to waste the coin on.
When you can get someone to swear an oath on it and also get an old-fashioned. Yeah.
But yeah, enough Dog Wick spoilers, you guys.
Okay.
But I said my favorite was Fast Five. Do you have a favorite?
You don't remember that joke that bombed? I said, fun, foo, fee, four.
Yeah. But do you have a favorite one of those movies?
I've never seen them.
Just a normal
Let's go with Tokyo Drift.
I stopped at Gone in 60 Seconds, and I never watched another car movie in my fucking life.
I'm disappointed
Which
in you.
Which Gone in 60 Seconds? The one with
Nick Cage and Angie Jolie.
Yeah, because there was one before that. You know, that was a reboot.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to go watch it.
Gone in 59.
It was a different
Gone
kind
in,
of movie.
Gone in 59.
They made it much slicker.
I loved it. The audience was like, we get it. And you were like, it's pretty good.
I got it, but I appreciate you.
Thank you.
It just made me realize why it has to be a reboot, because like Gone in 60 Seconds, that's a long fucking time in a car.
Yeah.
Like your weight, that's not gone very fast. It's not like gone in half a second. 60 seconds, that's a minute you're just watching
yeah,
them
no,
leave.
The, yeah.
Like, boy, you sure are taking off fast in that horse and buggy, man.
It's like 10 seconds to start the car, like 10 more to be like, where are we going? Okay,
what, the pick a song.
Google Maps is loading.
The original movie was more of a kind of an indie car heist thing where, like,
really?
They stole a bunch of cars.
Oh,
like, a ton
seconds.
Of cars in 60 seconds.
Got it.
Yeah, and then Nicolas Cage comes along and he goes, I'm just going to steal one every once in a while. And it's going to take me 60 seconds to do it.
I love him.
He's
great.
He's so good.
Why isn't he in Fast and Furious?
Oh, there you go. That's who's next.
Doesn't he's going to show up in the little sequence after the credits.
Oh, my God. I would eat my face off. I don't know what I'd do. I'd eat my own
face. Wait, you just wanted to say face off?
No, that was an accident.
Ah, nice.
Wow.
Inadvertent pun.
That was a gift.
Face off.
I will raise Arizona.
I absolutely will.
Ah.
I will kiss a vampire.
I date that valley girl.
I will get the fuck out of Las Vegas. That's not what it's called.
We got it, though.
Yeah.
All right. The other question I ask everybody, we'll start with Rosa, is the last motion picture you saw, probably one of the 10 that you saw on the plane coming back to the States.
Uh-huh.
Which one do you want to tell us about?
Hey, they all kind of blended together.
I saw blended.
What did I see? Oh, I saw the chick Ghostbusters, and I loved it.
Oh, okay.
I laughed so hard. Everyone was giving me, like, bad reviews, but I had a kick-ass time.
Well, that's good.
I laughed a lot.
Yeah, there was some weirdness there with how sexist our country is. How upset certain dudes got over that movie.
Yeah, I thought it was it's fabulous. Funny. Kate and hilarious.
McKinnon. Kate McKinnon.
So, everyone nice. Is so Leslie Jones.
They're all great.
She fucking killed it.
I fell in love with Melissa McCarthy all over again.
Oh my gosh, she's so everybody, so good.
That's great.
And which is the Hemsworth this Thor?
Chris.
Oh, I love him. He's so good.
Which Hemsworth do I love?
Not the Miley one, but the other one. Is that Chris?
Do you like Thor's new haircut? He got his hair all cut off.
He can do whatever he fucking wants with that hair. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you think he'd be a good baldy?
Yeah. He can do anything he wants.
All right. Good answer. Timmy?
My wife and I...
My wife.
I don't have a wife. I just wanted you to say it. I went to see Colossal.
Damn it, you tricked me.
I gotcha.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I did.
Was it good?
Did your wife like it?
She did. She likes everything that she can possibly see as she does not exist. I recommend it, but I didn't like it. If that makes sense.
Uh-uh.
I feel like...
There are so many movies in the world. Why would I...
Like, 5 minutes in, I had questions that I was like, okay, I'm sure this is going to get answered, and they didn't get answered. And then I got more questions, and they would answer those, and I was like, the answer for that question isn't very good. And then, like, I think I enjoyed... Because I went into it knowing next to nothing, and I think the surprise of the things I didn't know, I really enjoyed those. But the things that I really was like, I want to know, and I want...
The trailer blows out too much on it, I can tell you that, because I saw it without having seen a trailer first, and was pretty captivated by how it went off in directions you didn't necessarily expect.
Right.
But if you've seen the trailer, it really lays out a lot of it. So
I'd seen a teaser for it.
I'd say skip the trailer.
But yeah, skip the trailer.
But I like that movie a great deal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think I have to watch it again, but I was just, there were so many things about it where I was like, how the hell did they not explain that? Or why is that person doing that thing? But I still was like, I'm enjoying this, and Anne Hathaway's doing a great thing. And
but
there's
it's
monster.
Got its own set of rules, too.
There's Monster.
It's got its own, like, it's a very unique universe, it's a unique idea.
Incredibly original, and I, as much as I hate myself for nitpicking things as I watched it, I still enjoyed it.
Like, that reminds me of, like, I thought Ex Machina was really good, but the whole time I was like, why is she a robot?
That was my thing.
Did you see it in theaters?
I did. It's great.
So you were just yelling that the whole time? Everyone was like, shut up.
I yell inside my head. I don't do it out loud. What about you, Matt? What was the last movie you saw?
Logan. I saw it late. I saw it 1/16th of a time because I was in the movie. Does somebody tell the story for you? I was in the movie, and like 5 minutes had gone by, and my phone would not shut up, and I'd forgot to turn it off, and I finally like was like, what is it? It was one of my reps, and I called. They're like, you have to go read with Lauren Graham right now. And so I had to drive across town and do a chemistry read with her, which I failed. We had no chemistry. We were very friendly together, but I walked her there like, that was a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, but I ain't getting it. But then I had to walk out as he's cutting people's heads off, and everyone around me is like, where are you fucking going? Like, it's happening right now. You know, I left my popcorn. People must have thought like I had a death in the family or something. But I watched it and I enjoyed it. I thought it was great. I was always an X-Men fan when I was a kid, and I thought it was pretty rad.
It's finally the Wolverine that the world needs.
Yeah,
you need him to swear.
An old broken.
You need
down
him
one.
To cause actual bloodshed
mm-hmm.
when he slices somebody. Because in all those PG-13 X-Men movies, he just goes and they fall down.
Yeah,
and there's no blood.
Exactly.
It's like, what the fuck's going on?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So, thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And also like
adamantium thumb up.
Well, like the thing people don't forget about is that he has that adamantium skeleton, but also like now old man body. So he's just dragging this fucking, you know, inner robot around all the time. And that's why he falls over in every scene of that movie. And you're like, oh yeah, he's just tired and wants to die. Like you can't carry that thing around anymore.
Yeah, he's a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
There's not going to be more Logan movies.
No.
Nah. But this one, they did a crack up job with it, and I'm really liking where all the all this stuff is headed now, because I think lessons are being learned.
Mm. Yeah.
That, like, you know, these movies can be heavy, but they can also be fun.
Yeah.
You know, because Logan has some really fun parts.
Yeah.
But it's heavy as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. I guess we can move on.
I think so. Yeah.
Bert, turn the show off. Let the games begin!
All right.
Yeah.
Lots of nice name tags for you guys to choose from. So please, lady and gentlemen, go grab the one you like the best and bring it back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these messages.
Today's episode, as I mentioned at the top, is brought to you in part by Squarespace. Whatever your next big idea might be, count on Squarespace to help you create an eye-catching online platform that brings it to life. Whether you need a portfolio to showcase your work, a store to sell your products and services, or a blog to share your ideas, Squarespace gives you everything you need to look like an expert right from the start. You even get a unique domain, which strengthens your brand and makes it easier for visitors to find you. Plus, with Squarespace's award-winning templates, creating a beautiful website is a simple and intuitive process. You can add and arrange your content and features with the click of a mouse, and there's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade, ever. Though if you do have a question, Squarespace's award-winning 24/7 customer support can help you with any problem, no matter how technical or trivial seeming. Think of them as your very own IT department. So make your next move and start your free trial at squarespace.com today. Enter the code Doug to get 10% off your first purchase. Again, that's squarespace.com and the promo code D-O-U-G Doug. Today's episode is also brought to you by our friends over at Loot Crate. On a quest for epic gear, housewares, and collectibles. Loot Crate offers a wide range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. Whether you're shopping for the geek in your life or the geek within, Loot Crate is the best surprise you can expect. Every month there's a different theme featuring new exclusive items that you can't find anywhere else. This month's box salutes mystery solvers from Stranger Things, Batman, The X-Files, and Marvel's Jessica Jones. And one lucky subscriber will even win a Mega Crate with signed copies of Jessica Jones' Alias Volumes 1 through 4. Treat yourself every month or give the gift of geeking out to a friend or loved one. You have until 9 p.m. Pacific Time on the 19th to subscribe and receive this month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 off any new subscription today. That's lootcrate.com/Doug. offer code DOUG for $3 off your Loot Crate subscription today.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. Rosa likes the shithead on the back of her name tag.
It says the IRS.
But don't say it!
What are you doing? What'd I do?
It feels good that I wasn't the one who did it this time. I usually nail that. Let me read the back.
What are you doing?
Oh, no.
It says...
You can't say it at the end if you lose. But
can
I
say the front?
Now you have to say a bunch of fake shit. Yeah, no, we talk about the front.
I thought when you said you like the shithead that you understand how the shitheads work.
I do want to see what it says, though.
Everybody wants to know it. Yeah, I guess so.
See?
So
that's a good one.
tell us about your name tag, the front side of it.
It says the Silas of the Lambs, and I like it because I grew up in D.C., so I talk kind of ghetto, and I like it because it sounds like you're saying silence, ghetto, like the Silence of the Lambs. You know what I mean? Of the Lambs.
Silas.
Yeah.
Of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Sure.
All right.
Good job, Silas. You got picked for reasons you couldn't possibly have predicted.
Yeah, you never knew. Sorry.
He walks around, he's in Silas all the time.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got, Demi?
I have Jeremy, myself, and Irene, which I picked because actually the very first time I came to a Doug Loves Movies, I made a poster that was Demi, myself, and Irene. So I did it for completely self-serving reasons.
That's what we're supposed to do it
And
for.
His shithead is... Yeah, pretty good.
Hey.
Oh, it's the white.
It doesn't say that.
I knew.
Why did you start with hey?
Because I'm not creative.
I should have known you were joking, but I still was like, don't you dare.
The Silence of the Lambs.
Matt Bronger mentioned one that I mentioned at the top of the show.
The Christie Element, and it was the one I saw the first, so I picked it. And also, I love that her with her green hair. She looks like she'd be in the movie. It's like great, isn't that awesome? Gary Oldman, of course, starring Doug Benson for real.
Yeah,
and then
Christie. I always get into these movies when these people make the name tags.
You weren't in this?
I'm not in Fifth Element. No. Oh.
I like this one because I grew up in Dallas, and so we say Fifth like the Christie Element.
Yeah. It's a strange affectation
you guys
have.
It's a very strange affectation.
That is a strange... Dallas people speak so strange.
Oh, that was a good one.
All right, well, great job, everybody, with the name tags, and I look forward to hearing Rose's shithead if she loses today, but that's the only time we hear the shitheads is if you lose. That's the consolation prize. You got it. Let's start with a little game called Purple Rain Man. And in this game that's beloved by many and a few are unaware of it, Purple Rain Man is the name of it because that's a mashup movie title. And that movie, of course, would star Prince and Dustin Hoffman, Purple Rain Man. So I'm going to give you the third billing people and then the second billing and then first billing for a mashup, and just guess as often as you like, and whoever gets the right mashup title first is the winner.
Can you go first? I just blanked out completely, but I'm going to catch on.
Yeah, just jump in. You'll figure it out as you go.
We're doing great, Silas. Don't worry. I have no idea what's going on.
His name is Silas.
But you get the idea. Purple Rain Man is two titles put together.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You're probably not going to win this game.
So my shithead is...
No, just this first game. You got plenty of chances to turn it around, girl. All right. Third billing in these two movies mashed up together would be Eva Mendes and Jason Statham.
What?
Right?
Oh, wait. Can I...
You can guess as often as you like.
Too Fast, Too Furious 7.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought this would be a tough, confusing one.
You thought wrong.
Because second billing.
Show your work, though. Like, yeah. How'd you get your answer? How you get your answer?
Eva Mendes was in
second billing would be Tyrese Gibson and Paul Walker. So that gets confusing fuck, because then first billing is Paul Walker and Vin Diesel. Because Too Fast, Too Furious didn't have our boy Vin in it.
Right.
Okay.
But Furious 7 did have him and Jason Statham. But Eva Mendes was your big clue there.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew Statham didn't come into it until 7.
Until 6.
6.
Oh, my God.
But 6 was called...
Furious or Fast and Furious 6.
Fast and Furious
so
6.
I guess
so you couldn't match
7.
Those up. Yeah. Wow, that was an impressive performance right there.
I just wrote a big thing about the Fast and Furious movie, so I know a lot about who's in them.
I kind of think we should all just go home, but...
It's really... I mean, speaking of Rain Man, it's like watching, you know, someone drop a box of matchsticks and he nails what the number is and they're still sticking the box.
And I just say, fate. It's fate.
Fast and Furious 7.
That's 728.
Yeah, you may have known the answer to that because you're on the spectrum.
Yeah. I was trying to think of how to make a pun out of spectrum and racing. You can't.
At least not right away.
No.
You might have to go home and work on it.
By the end of the show, I'll have something.
I was going to say Hitch Transporter. Just two totally random movies. Totally random movie. Not punny.
I would watch
nothing. Nothing.
You got it. If you're transporting stuff, you got to hitch it to
you
something,
gotta
right?
You got to hitch it to stuff, right? Exactly.
Makes perfect sense. And Tyrese Gibson, of course, just was billed as Tyrese in that particular movie.
Oh.
But I said his whole name just so no one would be confused.
Right. Could have been the other Tyrese.
Let's play Ron Bennington's Adjusted for Inflation Bureau game, and hopefully this game will take a little bit longer.
Wait, were there other rounds?
So fast.
I thought there was more questions. Thank God, though, because I don't know.
Oh, there's more questions. They're just under the guise of different titles, different games. It's like you guys listen to the show all the time, but don't listen to it at all. You've attended tapings
minutes,
of the show.
And I leave 30 minutes in. I got stuff to do. I got to go home and watch.
You totally Bert Kreischer that shit. You're like, I don't care about the games.
Yeah.
Unless I'm playing them obliterate everybody. In the process. But this is anybody can win this game, because basically the idea of it is I'll say the name of an actor, and Demi gets to go first because he won the first game. And then each of you will take turns. We'll go Rosa and then Matt. And you just take turns naming a movie you think that actor is in that might be in their top three box office grosses domestic of all time after Box Office Mojo has adjusted for inflation. So you just gotta go for it. You gotta name a movie you think would be the most popular under all those circumstances.
It's like all the movies came out in 1 year.
Right, I think, yeah.
Okay.
You guys know that you're whispering into microphones.
What?
Just want you to know
that.
Are
we doing that?
Yeah,
no.
Oh my God. We just were.
Shit. Everyone can hear what you're saying. Can we turn down our microphones then? No, I'm kidding.
So you guess one at a time. You don't have to blurt anything out. And I'll give you a second to think about it when it's your turn. Demi, what do you think? Can you think of a movie that's in the top three box office domestic.
Oh, God.
Adjusted for inflation. For the great Meryl Streep. Wow, the audience.
Meryl?
This is an intense crowd.
Streep.
It's like someone just missed a putt or something.
I'm going to say Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Sailor, Florence Foster Jenkins.
All right, that was a lot of fun, but you need to get your fucking shit together.
I just wanted to say,
and say the right title.
It's Florence Foster Jenkins.
Okay.
That's what I call
it. You think that's in her top three moneymakers of all time?
I don't...
Adjusted for inflation.
Look, yeah.
Not that you need to know all the films of Meryl Streep.
Well, it's not Ricky and the Flash.
All right, you don't need to narrow it down for the other players.
You took mine.
I'm sorry.
Rosa, what do you think?
Julie and Julia.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, she wasn't there.
Silas.
That's another one.
That's my homie on there.
I like how you said it like you were being like, told you. Like, Silas.
No, I was saying, see, you could trust me, Silas.
You thought Silas was worried?
I didn't get that last game, I'll be honest with you.
Nobody would have... That was... Nobody had a chance in that one.
Oh.
But especially the person who didn't know any of the Fast and Furious films when asked just to name one. I knew you were going to be in trouble. Matt?
Well, this is a real Sophie's Choice.
It isn't, actually, because she's made more than two films.
What? All right. Good point. Depressing and horrific point, but good one. I'm going to go Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, shit.
Oh, like,
that was a big one.
This is where the inflation adjustment can really kick you in the ass, because she was in some huge movies early on in her career that once the adjustment gets taken into consideration. Number three, The Deer Hunter. Now, if one of you had gotten the number three movie, you would have gotten 1 point for that. The number two movie is a phrase I used earlier this evening for fun. Out of Africa.
Yeah. Shit.
Tried to give you that one. And then...
Thank you.
Because what are you right now?
Huh?
Out of Africa.
Again!
So that would have been worth 2 points. And then worth the big 3 points would have been if someone had thought of Kramer versus Kramer.
Oh, God.
Divorce spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I just assumed that those didn't make a ton of money domestically, despite being huge movies.
Yeah. Well, Florence Foster Jenkins was not a huge movie.
Yeah, that's also when movies
even
were in the...
by today's prices.
It's when like movies were in movie theaters for like 8 months.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. Absolutely. All right, so no points on the board.
We're all killing it.
Yeah, which is fine. But now we rotate, so Rosa gets to go first this time, and then Matt, and then Demi. But if we get all the way to a tiebreaker, Demi gets to go first again. That's why it's important that he got to go first. Robert Redford. Rosa.
A Butch Cassidy and Le Sundance Kid.
Colon. No, I'm just kidding. That is the whole title. That is the whole title. Matt?
The Sting. Thank you for that. Made me think for a second that wasn't even a movie. The whole plot of that. What the fuck
the
is that?
What the hell are you talking
a movie about?
About
the lead singer, the Police? He wasn't in that.
We're not going.
Where'd you get that kazoo? Where you hiding that kazoo?
I was gonna come up with the harmony.
Silas.
Later.
Silas.
Are you a kazoo smuggler?
What?
What do you think is in Robert Redford's top three, Demi?
Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Right?
That whole movie about signing a document, sorry.
What?
The whole thing about reading a document.
What?
Isn't
what are
it
you
Civil
talking
War?
About?
Did you say Civil War, Captain America?
I said Winter Soldier.
Oh, same, okay.
Neither of those movies is about signing a document.
Civil War is like, they're constantly like, read
they're
it.
They're supposed to, yeah, they keep putting a pen in front of Captain America.
Read it.
Sign like, this.
He just destroyed everything. Why don't you just not read it? That's fine.
I don't think he did
get a
read
verbal
it.
Cue. Is like
he knew what was in it.
It's like still using paper.
He knew he didn't like it. It was a charter. Is that what they called it? Anyway. It was a proclamation. Coming in at number three for Mr. Robert Redford. This is a great one. All the President's Men.
True.
Yeah, with Dusty Hoffman.
More movies about documents.
It's a movie about when journalists actually had an effect on our world around us.
Famous.
Ooh.
Famous. With famous cowboy gentleman gambler, Dusty Hoffman. Oh, Dusty Hoffman's back
again.
What a
gentleman gambler he is.
Dusty Hoffman.
Gentleman gambler.
Great
old timey
name.
You'll see like an interview with some, you know, Gene Hackman or something, and he'll say Dusty.
Yeah,
I think
true.
I think they call him that.
For him.
Yeah, yeah.
Robert Duvall. Oh, Bob.
That.
Yeah, Bob was there.
Yeah.
Bobby Redford.
Speaking of nicknames, coming in at number two, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Oh. Numbers on the board.
Silas.
You got 2 points, lady.
Boom.
I'm happy for you.
Do you say really Demi or Demi?
I say Demi.
Oh.
I mean,
Demi
I
is
say
like
that.
A
I say Demi.
It's a girl version.
But it's great.
Yeah. Okay.
Could think about it, you know.
Yeah. Number one. We all love the theme song. The Sting.
Boom.
Dun, dun,
3 points for Matt.
Wow, the tables turned.
Thank you.
Huh?
The table's just flip-flopping all over the place, and then there's another game to play that's really the one that actually matters. So
I'm just glad to get anything every time I play
there.
This game.
Yeah, it's just it's the small accomplishments that add up.
I'll take the bronze.
You have the gold currently.
Right now.
Yeah, but he's really willing to settle. He's ready, he's
I'm a
ready
terrible
to downgrade
negotiator.
That shit.
Yeah, trade you? Why?
What a good barterer.
Matt is running into a pawn shop with his gold immediately.
For
getting,
some bronze.
Getting some bronze.
I would like $5 for
I
this.
I can get more bronze with this gold.
Everyone
Next
knows
day,
more
fuck.
Is better.
All right. So Matt gets to go first this time. It's so appropriately because... And then we go to... Rosa and Demi. The name I'm looking for, Matt, is Matt Dillon. The
okay.
films of Matt Dillon.
Silas, we're gonna win it.
Sweet Dilly Boy. Sweet Dilly Boy.
That's what Bob Duvall calls him.
They call him. You mean Sweet Dilly? You hear him going, please, please don't call me that guy. It's just Matt. Oh, Dilly.
Dilly, the pickle, Dilly boy.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go the Outsiders.
Okay.
You know,
adjusted for inflation could work
yep.
out for you.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about Mary.
Oh! Yep.
Love his teeth in that.
He's got crazy fucking horse teeth. Demi?
I'm going to go with Crash.
Oh, that's a good pick. I forgot about that one.
It's not a bad pick.
Song about the Dave Matthews Band song.
You, Me, or Dupree.
He's in... Isn't he in that movie?
I no, hope not.
No, you and me and Dupree.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but that's me, myself, and Irene.
I got an ampersand.
Same movie.
But
same movie.
Yeah, but Matt Dillon's only in one of them. It's only one of those movies has the Matt Dillon magic.
Unfortunately. You know what I mean?
Matt Dillon needs to be in every movie.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
His spirit lives on through film.
He's
I
alive.
Mean, the most
He's
recent alive. One... The most recent one you guys named was Crash, so I dare say he's not in every movie.
That's very true.
Crash, the most probably the most undeserving Best Picture winner Absolutely. Of all
yes.
time.
Yes, yeah. I second that, sure.
I mean, it stopped racism, but at what cost?
thank you for finally admitting it, Demi. I'm
it's
tired
over
of this
now,
argument.
And Crash
tired
did
of this
it,
argument.
But it could have been a better movie.
Stopped racism.
It's over now. We're done.
What stopped it? The pawn shop owner yelling at the Middle Eastern
yes,
person?
Yes, it was the blanks in the gun
a thing
specifically.
That's never happened.
It scared racism away.
Get out of here. Go fly a plane into a building. Like, he said something so insane.
Yeah.
I thought racism just was decided to chill out when it met Encino Man.
It might have been that.
And the lady from...
Where's the juice?
Miss Congeniality was in the Crash.
I went.
Coming in at number three for Mr. Matt Dillon is a motion picture called Little Darlings.
Oh.
Whoa. One of the first that he did. So you were on the right track maybe with that Outsiders thing, but it was Little Darlings with Christy McNichol and some other lady.
Well, but to be fair, Little Darlings is what I call the
Tatum
Outsiders.
O'Neil.
That's right.
Like, they're all such
oh,
sweet little darlings.
Oh, they are sweet little darlings.
Sweet
Soda
little
Pop and
leather,
the other boys.
Greasy-haired darlings.
Jeans.
That shot of them in the back of the pickup. Mm. Those are some sweet little darlings.
I don't
Tom
like
Cruise.
How you said, mm.
Why?
Mm. Sweet little darlings.
Mm.
Look, I'm straight, man, but vegetarians appreciate pork. You know what I'm talking about? It's a weird analogy.
Wait, no, they don't.
Oh, they know the flavor is something special. They just gave it up. Just like I gave up, man. Oh, fight the feeling.
Nobody on stage is giving up something for Lent, are they?
Giving up
because that's
Lent.
Right now, isn't it?
Catholicism.
Nice.
I think this seat in the front row.
Take this, that, Pope.
I think this seat in the front row gave up Doug Loves Movies for Lent.
Baseball Jordan.
That's why it's
you.
Empty. All right. Coming in at number two for Matt Dillon, the epic saga known as In and Out.
Wow.
With Tom Selleck and Kevin Kline
my
as gay mm-hmm. teachers, I think they were.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Make out with
movies.
Each other. They're like, oh, shit. They're deep, all closeted.
Deep cut.
Most of the soundtrack is by Barry Manilow.
Makes sense now.
And coming in at number one, There's Something About Mary.
Yay! Right. Silas!
How did Little Darlings not make that list?
It did. It did. Sure. Not
the
outsider.
What I call the outsider.
Right.
Wait, is the fact that you're gay why you didn't have...
Take it easy. Was.
I'm asking,
I prayed
I'm
it away.
If that's why you didn't have chemistry with Lauren Graham, look, the most beautiful woman.
Could be that, yeah. But no, I gave it up for Lent.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Oh,
Demi,
don't high-five.
Please,
oh,
thank
no.
you. Thank you. Demi, please don't go. Please don't.
You okay, shouldn't high-five that.
Did you... Was your problem with Lauren Graham is that you just couldn't talk as fast as Rory could?
No, I mean, it's...
Because they got chemistry, those two ladies.
I felt the audition went fine. It was just like a chemistry read, and I didn't get the part. So it just made me laugh when I didn't. So I was like, we got no chemistry. But it was like a decent little read. And, you know, we both appreciated each other as possible sex partners in another world.
So,
I hope you're listening,
Lauren. You walked out of the audition just being like, we might not work together, but we can still, you know.
Right? Maybe.
Bye.
I'll be in the parking lot.
See you later.
Did you see the other dudes that were up for the part?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm.
Can you name names?
Let me see who I remember. It's just a couple people. Well, the one guy was on... They're all like sitcom guys, and I can't remember exactly what their names are.
All better looking than you or worse looking?
Medium. Right around.
Medium.
Same. That's what they were going for.
There wasn't one guy that was like, oh, that's an Adonis. Like, when I go in that audition room, I'm like, nope, wrong room. Where's my room? You know? I know my lane. Trust me.
Right. But when you walk in and it's all ogres, you know that's...
Exactly.
You're
monsters,
not right for you either.
Friendly, better looking Shreks. Yeah, exactly. Slightly.
God damn.
That's no, pretty.
You were up for the BFG and Monster Calls?
I went in. I got a call back for the Big Fucking Giant, and didn't
that's
you guys?
Not
that's
not why
what
it was called
which
a BFG.
Big Fucking Giant.
Well, that's
no,
the porn version.
Friendly.
Because
it was a giant that works at Friendly's.
You were the Crash and Crash.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Just the mangled up car.
Which is the ugliest monster of all.
Yeah.
Racism.
Yes. But thank God it's dead, right?
Yeah.
Finally.
No more racism. Thanks. Thank you, Crash.
Thank you, Dilly Boy.
I have 4 points.
Let's get back to now.
Wait, don't you have
Listen,
five?
You math whiz, you have 5 points.
You're both so bad at negotiating.
I have five.
At least I know I'm bad.
I have 5 points.
Yeah, and you. So you officially won that game. Woo! But just for the fun of it, I want to play one more round of it because I've got one more prepared and might as well play it. But just remember, you won.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll always have that.
Yeah. Oh.
It's empty.
Okay.
We'll start with Demi. The films of Kevin Klein, who I just saw on Broadway in a play called Present Laughter, Noel Cowards, Present Laughter, and he was really, really good. 98 years old. Still treading the boards. Playing a man 28 years his junior. You got any for us, Demi?
I'm going to say Dances with Wolves.
Oh.
No, wait, that's Kevin Costner. Wait, you said Klein.
I love seeing Kevin Costner in Noel Coward plays. He's so dapper. And
That's Prances with Wolves.
Now I can't even think of a Kevin Klein movie.
Really? That's interesting.
I know it's not right.
Said the name.
You could pass.
Of a Kevin Klein. What do you mean he could pass?
You could pass.
I know it's not
you
right.
You could leave the room.
I know it's not
in
right.
Shame.
But this round doesn't even count, so I'm going to say Wild Wild West.
Okay.
Oh, fun.
It's all right for you to say it. I'm interrupting. I'm doing a Benson interruption of Wild Wild West.
You are?
At the Wild West Comedy Festival in Nashville, Tennessee, on Saturday, April 26th, I think.
I've never seen that movie, so I don't know if it
Ooh,
sucks.
Ooh, it's bad.
Real bad.
But?
Hey, but you like racism, so you might like it.
I don't like racism.
Dude, you said it's gone, so you're probably okay with it if it's gone.
Well, great, Doug. Now racism's back. No, I was just going to say, but that theme song is incredible. I love it so much.
Oh, getting jiggy with it?
It's called Wild Wild West.
Oh, okay.
Wild Wild West.
Wicked Wild Wild.
Not that one.
Wicked Wild Wild West.
Oh,
whoa,
my God. When
magic.
That song they comes out. They should have brought back Kumo D, but no, they didn't.
On the album version of that song, he blames the song's existence on Jaden Smith, like his, at that time, baby.
He said, I made this song because I got to pay for my baby.
He has like a fake conversation being like, so Jaden, what song you want to hear next on the album? The baby's like, Wild Wild West. He's like, nah, I got so many other songs. And he's like, no, Wild Wild West. He's like, all right, if Jaden wants it. And it just goes into Wild Wild West.
I fucking need to hear that soon.
It's real and it's out there.
But that's on his own album.
Yeah.
He put the Wild Wild West song on there.
Yes.
Like, that's not on the Wild Wild West soundtrack.
No, it should
where
be.
Where the soundtrack of the movie is being talked into singing the title song.
Credits
by
roll.
By his baby.
Just shows up.
Credits roll. So, Jade.
And are you sure the baby didn't say Wild Wild West?
It sounds like Wild Wild West.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. All right.
It's incredible.
So, that's where you're going with Wild Wild West. Good for you.
So, it's not on there.
Rosa?
Can we say the one that you mentioned earlier?
Yes, that's how this works. Learning curve.
In and out.
In and out?
In and out.
You heard her. In and ouch.
In and out.
That's what
in
she chose.
I kind of like that title better.
In and ouch.
That's the porn version of in
yeah,
and out.
Right?
In and ouch.
Ouch.
In and out.
She said it. Grin and grouch.
In and out. Oh, no.
Matt Bronger.
I'm going to go Fish Called Wanda.
Oh, okay.
Classic.
All right. This is an exciting one because he's had a lot of big movies, and I wrote down a bunch of them. Coming in at number 9.
Furious 9.
Sophie's Choice.
Yeah. Wow. Wait, are all of these people in Sophie's Choice?
Nine. Nope.
Okay.
I was trying to think
just
of the link.
Just two of them, but there were links between everything that no one decided to think about or discover.
Sorry.
They're all in Best Picture winners?
No, you were smart. In the case of like Robert Redford, someone was supposed to go out of Africa confidently because it was just in Meryl Streep's top three. But Robert Redford kicked more ass than Meryl Streep, so Out of Africa didn't even make the cut. But on this list, the Pink Panther is number 8. Number 7, In-N-Out.
In-N-Out.
Yeah, see? So I tricked you. That's not worth any points.
Oh. Wow, you're a dick.
Number 6.
You pushed me into that.
Real I really up. Did. I pushed you hard. Number 6.
You suck.
He won the Academy Award, but it's only his 6th most popular movie, A Fish Called Wanda. Yeah. Number 5 was Dave. Number 4 was The Big Chill. I mean, I'm not sure about that, but I heard it on the grapevine. And number 3, Wild Wild West.
Yes! Wiki Wild Wild.
Wiki Wiki.
Wiki Wild Wild.
Wiki Wild.
And he still didn't win.
Wiki Wiki Wild. Getting baggy with it.
To the Wild Wild West.
But that left 2 spots at the top. And it's for his tremendous voice work, I guess. Because number 2 is The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Whoa.
And number 1, Beauty and the Beast.
I didn't know he did that.
That thing is ranking in the dome.
Yeah.
Oh, the new one.
He's the new candelabra, isn't he? No?
No, I thought that was Ewan McGregor.
He's the plate.
You must be talking about the animated one.
He's a fucking plate?
The new one's
I don't know.
Animated, I don't think.
Oh, he's the dad.
He's a fucking
plate. Oh, he's
plate.
Live action in it? Oh, shit. I haven't seen it, so I assumed he
you
was just a voice in it.
Ewan McGregor was a fucking plate.
He's a candle.
When I saw
candle.
When I saw Beauty and the Beast on stage, the dad was Mr. C from Happy Days, and the guy from Father Dowling's Mysteries. So, yeah, Tom Bosley. I like how someone in the green room was like, Tom Bosley?
The hair restoration.
And speaking of Bosley, if you have hair needs, trust in Bosley. And then, so that was number 1, is this new Beauty and the Beast is tearing it up. It's already at like almost $500 million or some shit.
Wow.
Yeah, it's making some dough. But then again, so is the Boss Baby, so we live in a dumb country.
Cookies are for closers.
I haven't.
It's a pretty good tagline.
I love it.
I haven't seen Boss Baby, but at what point did they hire, Adam, Alec? At what point did they hire Alec Baldwin to be Boss Baby? Because they should have made the Boss Baby more Alec Baldwin-like if it's going to be his voice.
How do you get a baby that looks like a Baldwin? Besides,
I'm telling you,
Billy.
He does. He already looks like a fucking gigantic baby.
Yeah.
It's like making a Trump baby. It's easy.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I feel like Baldwin got involved very early in on the process. It seems like a passion project for him.
I think you should talk to Melania about making a Trump baby because I don't think it's easy. You know what I'm saying.
Nice.
We're not here. This is not...
That was loud.
That was great.
A hard high five.
I had a great time.
Sound like you guys heard each other.
I hope the listeners could hear that one.
In and out.
That was a fucking hard one. All right. Let's play Last Man Stanton, you guys. No one reached out to me today on Twitter with the idea that they could have... What?
Someone in the audience just said, I'll do it, Doug, and it sounded like me.
I think it was you, yeah.
Well, who can say?
I don't think you can name it. That wouldn't be fair to the other contestants. We've got a gentleman in the front row with his hand up, and I always respond to people sitting next to anyone with green hair, and that's the scenario right there. So I'm going to ask him, what's your name, dude?
Jamie.
You guys come in from far away for this, or?
I'm here. I live in L.A.
You live in L.A. You're here.
Yeah.
You're committed to it.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you for making the effort. He's going to name.
Why are you looking at me? I drove here.
I'm coming to explain the game to you.
You came from South Africa.
I'm parked.
Hey. You know I'm the host, right?
Yeah.
He's going to give us a name of an actor or actress, and... I'll play along. We're going to take turns naming movies that actor or actress has been in. You get to go first because you won that last game, Rosa. Then we go to Demi, Matt, me, If you can't think of a movie that actor's in, you're out. But one time during the game, you can use your lifeline, which is the person whose name tag you chose. So Rosa could use Silas. Demi can use Jeremy, myself, and Irene. And Matt can use the Christie element. At any point, I recommend going to your lifeline early, because late, when we've run out of titles, they're going to be out of titles too. And hopefully they're not cheating and using their phones. I say hopefully because I do not regulate that.
Okay.
Jamie?
Anne Hathaway.
Anne fucking Hathaway. Is the name, and my pen's not working, but that's okay. Because I think I can remember Anne Hathaway.
How could you forget?
Start us off, Rosa.
Devil Wears Prada.
Yes, the aforementioned.
Yeah.
Demi.
Colossal.
The aforementioned. Matt Bronger.
Les Miserables.
Not mentioned yet this episode. Probably not again either. What's that?
I thought about it earlier.
Oh, okay.
Rule of threes.
I'm going to go with Get Smart.
Go ahead.
Ah, boy.
Don't forget about your lifeline. I know it's early.
I want to say The Martian.
You should say The Martian.
Yeah.
Your Silas, help me out,
your
Silas.
Your competitors think you should say The Martian.
Interstellar.
That's the one you were thinking of. Yeah.
See?
All right.
Rachel Getting Married.
Oh, there you go.
The Princess Diaries?
Ooh.
Thank you. I thought she was in that one.
I'm not going to say Princess Diaries 2 because I don't know the rest of the title. I think it's Diarrhea Town.
Diarrhea Town. No, it's Diarrhea Crown. Good night, everybody. I'm going to take off.
Yeah.
I got nothing. I'm... The tank is empty of bullshit.
You kidding me? The crowd loves that.
Robrox.
Do you hear that, though? The crickets did stop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because how do you fuck while this show is going on? It's just not possible.
There's definitely someone who's fucking to this podcast.
One
right
of them
now.
Is stopping and going, I know the perfect Anne Hathaway. I've got this. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. The Dark Knight Rises.
Batwoman's.
Yeah, that's right. She was a lady with cat ears, but she wasn't actually, they didn't call her Catwoman. It's just an outfit. She looked good in it. She's good at kicking people.
Uh-oh.
You in trouble?
Yeah.
The Great Anne Hathaway. Do you know the rest of the title of Princess Diaries 2?
Back in the Habit. Oh, shit.
I don't think anyone's going to know the title for that one.
Princess Diaries 2. Princess Time.
What? Princess Time? Is that what you just said?
I think before that she
said Princess Diaries 2.
It's Princess Time. Shit's about to get princess.
Can I just
up
go
in this piece?
Princess Diaries 2?
Just think of another Anne Hathaway movie.
Oh, is that how that works?
She's in that. She was in that one where her mouth is all big.
He said like Les Miserables.
She's got a big smile.
Ooh. Sorry.
Black hair.
I know!
Yes! Do it!
One day.
Yes.
Yeah!
You really said it like there was more words coming. One day!
She was singing the Modest Yahoo song.
Oh my God, yes!
All right, she made it to another round.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Painful. Sorry. Yeah.
Princess Diaries 2 Royal Engagement.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
Son of a bitch. Good job.
I only know that because Chris Pine's in it, and he's my boy.
He's a cool guy.
I was watching it on cable recently going, Chris Pine's in that shit. Holy shit. He's probably a prince in a few things. He's a prince in Into the Woods.
It's
Let's not confuse
in
the
his
issue.
Own damn life. Your turn.
He played Prince Jack Ryan in that one movie.
He played Prince in a very misguided biopic. It was before a crash, so it's fine. It's forgiven.
Christy, Lifeline.
He's going to his Lifeline.
Havoc.
A motion picture called Havoc, where she's a young, troubled young girl who has a lot of sex in it, I think.
Thank you. Good
she has like sex in the back of a car at one point.
Mm-hmm.
I've only seen parts of it on Mr. Skin.
Oh, my God.
No, I saw the whole movie. I'm not proud. I'm not proud of that. Ooh-wee, we're really getting down to it here. The old Anne Hathaway. I'm going to go to my lifeline, which is the entire audience. No. I'm going to say... Oh, shit. It's 19 minutes after the hour, which means it's almost 4:20 somewhere.
Do you have that alarm for every hour?
Yes. How am I going to know if I don't have an alarm
so
go
you
off?
Just, you just go to sleep and wake up in
it's
like hour
answer,
increments?
It's a fair answer, Demi. Just waking up every hour.
It's
like 4:20 somewhere.
I respect that. You're like the Jimmy Buffett of weed.
Sex and other drugs.
Ooh.
No.
Oh, whoa,
no.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You already said it. You already
you
said it.
You do not get to say that I'm wrong, first of all.
Yeah, listen, Miss In-N-Ouch.
That is the name of that
Prince.
Movie.
Listen, Princess Diaries,
listen,
Prince-O.
Listen, Tinker, Tyler, Soldier, Florence,
Don't bring
Jenkins.
Me into this. I was having a goof.
No, but I did say it wrong, so I will recuse myself.
Love and other drugs.
That's right. You bastard.
Thank you.
You're a cold-hearted player.
Yeah.
But Demi's ready to go still.
Shit.
The intern.
Oh, the motherfucking intern!
Right in front of us all this time.
The intern. That's the full title.
Damn, the
wow.
The intern. No.
Yeah. That's a good pull.
I got nothing. I'll leave it to both of you.
All right. We're back to you.
That isn't one? I thought that was...
What?
I got nothing. I'll leave it to both of you about her friend leaves her for her best
one. It was a student film.
Yeah, man. I saw it at NYU.
I mean, we're really, this is some bottom of the barrel shit right here. This is tough. The Princess Diaries were like the beginning of it all. And then, what else did she do? She hit it pretty big, pretty fast. We all became aware of who she was, whether we liked it or not. She just did Marc Maron's What the Fuck. I kind of want to listen to it. I think it'd be interesting.
Those are kind of like movies.
Oh, okay, so I'm back in?
She was in that one thing no one liked, the Oscars.
Oh yeah,
that's right. She had a bad year at the Oscars. It wasn't her fault. I thought she committed herself.
I just thought their
nicely.
Energies were totally imbalanced. Yeah. I mean, he was basically catatonically high.
That's what people like to say, but he doesn't smoke weed.
He was catatonically uncaring.
Yeah, he just was like, I'm gonna act cool, and then that came off as stupid and high.
So she had to do double duty.
Demi, do you have one to cap it off? Because she's going to sit here and think for too long.
Yeah.
But if you have one more, you could just finish it.
Oh, no.
What? You
no,
thought of one?
No.
Say it
false,
anyway.
False alarm. False alarm. I'm
she's
sorry.
She's not in that. I keep thinking of one movie, but I think it's Rebecca Hall and not her, so I don't want to say it.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true. She's not in The Gift.
Boo.
Let's just do that. Let's just, we'll sit here. We'll, no, there's,
yeah,
we'll just
I keep
stop
thinking
the
someone's
clock.
Listening to this podcast it's right good. Now, just
if
in their car.
Either one of you.
Someone
no,
says
there's,
something.
There's
I'm going to drive my car into a pole.
There's people sitting right in front of you, Matt, that are saying that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just, like, I'm going to drive my head
killed.
Into a pole.
She's got it.
Because there's other movies. Other that I don't. There's not many
comedies.
To choose from. I think we did a good job of doing most of her movies, but there's something we missed. But if neither one of you can come up with something, I'm going to have to name a winner. Lifeline. Who's got a lifeline?
Oh, I have a lifeline!
Holy
Jeremy!
Shit!
Jeremy! Jeremy, save me!
Ella Enchanted!
Ella Enchanted!
All Ella right. Motherfucking Enchanted!
There you go.
Did they make
Thank
two?
You.
Did they make two of those? I'm pretty sure they made
Thank
two.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Oh, that made me think of one, goddammit. Right?
I like that movie.
I thought of one.
What'd you think of?
I can't say it quite yet. Oh, I guess you win. Do you concede, Rosa?
No, we all have to stay here overnight.
Well, that's what I was going to suggest, is we'll go as long as it takes, but then have some genius thought of lifelines.
No.
Man, this is awesome.
All right. Yeah, exactly. We gotta, can't just let this peter out. We got to end on a big, exciting note of Demi is our winner! Demi, 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 Demi.
Yeah!
And isn't she a voice in Hoodwinked?
Yes!
Yeah.
I don't know.
There you go. Broke fucking back mountain!
God damn it.
Oh, man.
Is she in Margaret?
No.
Ooh, Bride Wars!
Bride Wars! See, I knew there were some big ones.
We missed all the best ones.
Brokeback Mountain.
What's that? Alice Through the Looking Glass. Alice Through the Looking Glass and Alice in Wonderland.
We really
Yeah, you think you got them all.
I haven't seen any of them.
Fucking huge ones. That Except first Alice in Wonderland is like one of the top 10 movies of all time.
Yeah.
It's huge.
It's crazy.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Not see it. That's
Yeah, not at all.
All right, Jeremy, myself, and Irene, come get your prizes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do I get to say shithead?
Yeah, keep in mind, this bag of water is very heavy. Then the rest of the prizes. Oh, there's your, yeah, get your poster.
Your donuts.
Don't forget the donuts. There are donuts. Five of them.
Box of
courtesy
donuts.
Of Donut Friends.
That's the first on the show that we didn't throw the donuts. They just went home with a
All those donuts are too...
The audience.
They got too many toppings to be thrown. They'll have s'mores and shit flying all over the audience.
Got it?
Yep. All right. Let's do some plugs, you guys. Promote yourselves, starting with Matt Bronger.
Oh, Bridgetown Comedy Festival, first weekend of May. I'm taping my special there Friday and Saturday at the Paris Theater at 7 o'clock. So if you're listening to this and you're in Portland, please come and laugh and have fun. Thank you so much for all the support, too. 10 years. Can't believe it. Thanks, guys.
Demi Digi Bay.
You can listen to Gilmore Guys as we slowly wrap down and wind into our own minds and go crazy at the end of the show. If you're looking for a good entry point, the one we did about Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is good. And also, please watch the first season of The Good Place on Hulu or NBC.com, which I wrote for.
All right.
Woo! I'm sponsored by Alka True Water, and you can get. I wish. I'm going to be in a couple of things in like 2018, so get ready. Alita Battle Angel.
Maze Runner 3.
And Maze Runner 3, The Death Cure. Oh, yeah. This guy goes, oh, yeah. Cool.
Maze Runner 3, The Scorch. Scorch ouch. Scorchy ouchy.
And in Scorch.
And in Scouch.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have you back on before then and plug all those movies as they come up. I had one more thing I wanted to say. Oh, we added a second show on Father's Day at Laugh Boston in Boston, Massachusetts in June. So look for all that and more on my on the show's website. And thank you again to all of my terrific guests, Matt Bronger.
Thank you, guys. It was
Demi Adigi-Ibe.
A joy to be here.
And Rosa Salazar. And... So this is one of those things I sort of discourage when somebody's, that's just a personal, right? That's not the name of a
is
famous person.
Is that a shout
person.
Out? I think it's a shout out.
I think it's a sort of a shout at one of their friends or
How
something.
How do you pronounce it?
I'm going to try. I'm going to give it my best. And then I know how this one's pronounced. Thank you for being here, you guys. Come back Saturday if you're not tax marching or if you're taxed from marching. As always, Brian Pultila is a shithead.
That guy sucks.
Did I say that right, Christy?
Yeah.
Okay. That's just the guy you have beef with?
No, it's the guy that told me to listen to your podcast.
It's the guy that recommended the podcast? You're calling him a shithead?
That kind of backfired.
That doesn't seem nice. And of course, the IRS is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
On a quest for epic gear and collectibles, Loot Crate offers a range of pop culture items every month for less than $20. This month's theme, we're saluting mystery solvers from Stranger Things, Batman, The X-Files, and Marvel's Jessica Jones. And one lucky subscriber will win a mega crate with signed copies of Jessica Jones Alias Volumes 1 through 4. Just be sure to subscribe by 9 p.m. Pacific Time on the 19th to receive this month's crate. And save $3 on your subscription when you go to lootcrate.com and enter the code DUG.